Hi, this is Nikki from Coruscant Nights. Join us for weekly delves into the mysteries of Star Wars' big city. Right now, you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
Looks like the good guys are now the bad guys, and we're running from the good bad guys.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
You know there's a costume closet, right?
Kaylee Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight, Karel.
There is emotion, but there is also the Force.
Mae Coker as the Zeltron enforcer, Zahn.
I'm sure you could figure it out, you're smart.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the DeRose pilot, Tazi.
Fun is a word that some might use to describe that. I don't know if I would myself, but I mean it is what it is.
Episode 614, Run Away. Across the galaxy, the Jedi fall one by one. Their soldiers and allies turn on them and cut them down without remorse. Aboard the Crawlet's Fang, a wounded Jedi and 8 Jedi younglings attempt to outrun the reach of Order 66, hoping to find safe haven and sanctuary with an old acquaintance.
Yeah, Karel didn't actually get her lightsaber around in time, so she takes another shot to the chest, which sends her backward, staggering backwards a little bit, but just on the other side of the door. And she looks at looks to the side, sees the door controls, and reaches over and slaps the control, and then hits a couple more buttons because her security hasn't been locked out, and the blast door drops, and you can hear blaster fire on the other side. And Karel, like, holsters her lightsaber quickly, pushes her hands to the door, and closes her eyes and concentrates. I need to make a force power check here.
Okay.
And Karel concentrates with the Force, and you can see that the door warps in its tracks and is visibly deformed, like bulging at the top and the sides, like she somehow pushed it in and out at the same time. And then she kind of takes a step backwards. Breathing heavily, she runs towards the Fang. We gotta go! Tazi, lift off!
This way, kids, this way. Quinth sees that the children are running and Karel's running. Nobody seems to be following them, so she will sheath her blaster and she will pick up a big-eared, tiny green child who seems to be moving not as fast as everybody else and hustle them up into the ship as well.
Karel jumps onto the ramp as it's kind of hovering, and Tazi can hear her yelling from the back, "Go, go, head to space!"
And Tazi just yells back over his shoulder, "Hang on!" And he kicks the Crawlet's Fang into almost a vertical position and just shoots upward toward the sky along, like, almost running parallel to the Jedi Temple as he's heading upward.
Karel, with the Force, hits the button to close the ramp behind her before she falls out.
Quinth and the children kind of all tumble back. Tazi, do you need me on guns?
No. We're getting out of here. Just secure the kids. Make sure Karel's okay. I'll get a hold of the fire spray.
The comms are open. Are we leaving?
Yeah, we're here listening.
We've got Karel and we've got some younglings, some kids with us. We're getting out of here. Split up. Meet us.
The camera's looking at Tazi in his face, and you can see behind him the hall. Karel's like force jumping her way up the hall until she catches the lip of the cockpit door. Take us out. Take us to Tula. It's safe. We know people there.
Let's go visit our friend with the Wookiee Poodoo Eye. You know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
No, A1 knows.
Oh, sounds like a gross friend.
Stay safe. Keep in contact.
We'll meet you there.
Meet you there.
Will do.
And A1 punches some coordinates into the ship's nav computer.
The Crowd's Fang continues heading towards space. As you look behind the Fang toward the temple, you can continually see the blaster fire into the temple. You see gunships landing. The temple's being overrun by troopers.
And Zahn, you take the fire spray and head straight up into space. Make another hard piloting check to see if you can get away from the gunships that are chasing you. You are faster than they are.
Three successes and one advantage.
Okay. Yep, you can outrun them. And once you hit a couple kilometers away, they turn around and head back to the temple.
A1, can you make like little hands waving on their monitors before we get out of range?
Sure. He broadcast that over. Oh, they're not waving with all their fingers.
Good job.
Cut over to the Crowlet's Fang as we see the fire spray heads off into space and eventually jumps into hyperspace.
Corell drops into the co-pilot seat and buckles in. Okay, good rescue, Todd. And then she stops, and her face, like, takes on this look of just horror. Oh, no. That was Master Thal.
What? What?
Oh, God. Master Skywalker he went crazy. I think he just killed Master Thal.
Wait, Skywalker?
Yeah. That's who is leading all the troopers.
We gotta get out of here. We gotta go.
Go, go.
May the Force be with us, I guess. Here we go.
And Tazi throws the lever forward, and the Crowd's Fang jumps into hyperspace.
Tazi, you now have a ship with younglings on it. What would you like to do?
Tazi hops up out of the pilot's chair, makes his way down the short hallway into kind of the entry area, looking for Corell, looking for the sounds of children. I'm assuming they're pretty easy to find.
Quinth would be there, too.
And Tazi pokes his head in and says, I'll get some
snacks. I'll get some stuff for the kids.
Snacks are great, Tazi. Thank you, but are we clear of pursuit? Are we being chased?
Yeah, we're clear. We're
okay,
mid-jump.
Great.
Next stop, Tula.
Right, next stop, Tula. Okay, we need to figure out what the Kark is going on and why this is going on. But first, let's get all the kids settled so they can relax.
Tazi will continue to make his way back over to the kitchen area. Start picking up some snacks. He'll pull out a couple bags of tincture shells from under the counter. Grabs as much blue milk as he can out of the fridge. So he'll bring an armload of those things to the cargo bay.
Here, I brought some drinks and snacks for the younglings.
Thank you, Tazi. We're just getting them settled down so they can rest.
Are they going to sleep in here?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go grab some bedding.
And Krell points at, like, the bedding and pallets they've got set up around the room. We're okay.
Okay. What?
Quinth is probably holding a crying 2 or 3-year-old child and is just going to look at Tazi.
Quinth looks comfortable, right?
Quinth has favorite auntie energy.
Okay.
So she looks comfortable in the way, as in, I'm going to give the child back after 2 hours.
Got it.
Tazi, you can be calm. That would help.
No, I'm fine. I'm just, you know, I just want to make sure everybody's good.
Big breaths.
Yep.
We're all safe here.
Yep, we're fine. Everybody's fine. We're all safe. Okay.
Well, Tazi, you did a great job getting us out of a very dangerous situation. Thank you.
Thanks. I didn't need the praise. I just wanted to make sure that everybody is fine. I'll go. Let me know if you need me.
Thank you, Tazi.
So Tazi heads back to the kitchen area, cracks open the sliding liquor cabinet, and pours himself a stiff drink, takes a couple of quick swigs, and heads back to the cockpit.
Corell and Quinth just kind of get the kids settled, and she's actually kneeling next to a young Twi'lek child when he looks up at her.
What is going on? We're scared.
I understand that, but you have to be the master of your fears. Jedi do have fears. Jedi have emotions like any other person, but we must hold to the Jedi code, and that sees us through. There is no emotion, there is peace. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. There is no passion, there is serenity. And as she's reciting it, the kids are starting to pick it up and echo it back to her.
There is no chaos. There is harmony. There is no death. There is only the Force.
After a few recitations of the code, the kids are starting to settle down. You see a couple of them are actually, the older ones are trying to meditate. Curl motions Quinth out of the room.
I think that the toddler that Quinth has been sort of holding has fallen asleep, so she will put the toddler down and cover them with a blanket and then follow Corell.
Corell waits for Quinth outside the cargo hatch, then shuts the door quietly, then heads over to the med bay where she starts rummaging through some of the supplies, looking at one of the stim packs and then quickly setting it aside and then finding one that's still shrink-wrapped, and she uses that and injects herself with a sigh.
Okay, that's a lot better.
What was wrong with that first one?
Oh, well, I'm not sure where they came from. Kao had some odd chemical formula mixed up in some of them, and he kept them in the same sort of packs that the stim packs were in, so I went with the factory default because I really didn't want to be overly friendly and truthy today.
Who's Kao?
Kao is somebody who used to be here, and he was our gunner and a friend of ours, and he went off to... Ooh, he's with Ayla Sakura.
Smells like vanilla?
No, Ayla Sakura didn't smell like vanilla and coconut, but Kao had friends who did. You know what? It's a whole long thing.
Quinth will ping Tazi's comm unit. We're in the med bay if you want to come join us. Just us.
Be there in a moment.
The comm cuts off, and moments later, Tazi appears in the doorway to the medbay.
When Tazi walks into the medbay, Corell's got her armor mostly off, but she's working on pulling the breastplate off, and you can see that one of the blaster marks actually went through and scorched the cloth underneath, and quite a few of the pieces are lying on the floor and are heavily damaged at this point.
Quinth will help remove the armor if Corell needs help.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Hey, can you get that book there? That one? That one. Ow.
Tazi's eyes get wide as he kind of enters the doorway and sees Corell in this shape. Tazi can't recall the last time he's seen her so beat up.
Oh, hey, Tazi. Ah, oh, okay. That one definitely smarts. Hand me those bandages.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
I'm going to be fine. I took a couple shots. There were a lot of them. I couldn't reflect everything.
What happened?
It's very complicated and I don't understand it all, but basically, Master Skywalker led a troop of clones to attack the temple. I felt Master Thal die, and everything's just very muddled, so I'm not sure what's going on completely.
Wait. Skywalker's a Jedi, right?
Yes, he was.
Aren't you all on the same side?
Well, I certainly thought so. Apparently not.
Oh.
The Masters are all deployed with clones, aren't they?
Most of them, yeah. So the temple was lightly defended, if that anything.
Criff.
Well, it would seem that you've been betrayed.
I'm gonna say that seems a little bit obvious. No offense, Quinth. But obviously, the Separatists got the Skywalker. Something happened.
Right, yes, of course, something happened, but we don't know what. So all we can say is, something bad has happened, and you've been betrayed.
A force of clones, along with a Jedi, stormed the temple.
Killed a bunch of people!
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the Council has control of anything right now.
And that makes it even more important to find a place of safety. So, we're off.
Yes, we're on our way to Tula. So is the social anarchy is also, I think, on its way there, too. Yes.
So,
Why don't you rest a bit? Quint and I can take care of the kids for the moment.
Just very briefly, what's on Tula? What makes you think you'll be safe there?
I don't know if we'll be safe there, but it's probably one of the fewest places they would look. It's a pretty remote planet, but there also is a temple there with people we know. People who were fleeing the Separatists. We ran people there often. And there's a Force user I know who is pretty powerful and might be able to help us hide.
Well, that's fair.
Well, on the plus, also, if we get there quickly enough, perhaps we can... If they have to evacuate, we can likely help them, too.
How long?
2 weeks or so.
2 weeks? It's only about 9 days to Tula.
I added a couple jumps to the course just to throw off any tracking.
It's a good idea.
We may get there a little behind. We may get there a little behind your fire spray, but we'll get there.
Cut over to the fire spray. A1 looks over at Zahn. Well, that was unexpected.
Right? What was even that? What even was that? What are words?
Well, looks like the good guys are now the bad guys, and we're running from the good bad guys.
Are we? What are we? Are we good bad guys? Or bad good guys? I was a little of a both before, but I don't know.
I think we're bad at being good guys.
Bad at being good. I
think that's where we are.
Seems fitting for me. I guess I can pull that off, right? Nobody's gonna come hunt us, right? I mean, I'm just... me? I mean, they're kind of mad.
Yeah, well, this is normally where a crew member would bring the captain a drink, but I don't drink, so...
Oh.
What else should we do?
Well, I have a little bit of candy, and we could go to Quint's room. She never lets me in there.
Okay.
Let's
go. I think the camera follows as A1 and Zahn head towards Quint's room. They happen to see D4. A1, hey, come with us.
Yeah, come on.
The three of them go in there, and I think there's a little montage of A1 and Zahn dressing D4 up in different Quint outfits.
Definitely.
Teaching him to kind of walk on like a catwalk, and we keep sending pictures to Quint. Cut back over to the Fang as Quint gets the first picture of D4 in. What would Quint's, like, best, fanciest outfit be?
Your formal wear.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to think of.
So it is, I think, a mauve tuxedo with, I think there's going to be a striped shirt underneath that's a little clashing, so you have to be really confident to pull it off. But, and the bow tie, which she normally keeps untied, because that looks a lot cooler. But I think that our friends have tied it into a real bow.
Most likely, yes.
And that's the picture Quint gets sent to her comm. What is Quint's reaction?
There's a hat that goes with it. You can't just send me pictures of the outfit that's incomplete if you're going to go into my room and my things. Okay.
You get another picture. The hat is on A1.
He does like stylish hats. And his are all on the Fang right now.
Yeah. So Quint will text back, if you stop touching my clothing, I will tell you where my secret stash of cookies are.
Oh, you guys don't like cookies, but I like cookies.
Both droids look at Zahn with kind of a...
Do you like cookies?
They both shake their head no. And then A1 goes back to dressing D4.
Aw, okay.
And we see the camera kind of pull back as Quint is sending messages back, kind of critiquing the outfits and telling them what should match and what doesn't match. Okay. A couple days passes. We cut over to Corell and Tazi in the common room. And the coded message comes across in the Jedi code. Corell, you know how to decode that.
Do you want to do that here, or should we go to the cockpit?
No, let's go up to the cockpit. I think it's going to be a lot safer and quieter there.
Corell, why don't you head up to the cockpit? I'll grab Quint. I'll meet you up there.
So, where is Quint on the ship right now?
Quint is in the room that Quint and Zahn were initially sharing.
So, Tazi...
And she is... She looks like she's reading something on a data pad, and she shifts a little bit and is uncomfortable and, you know, kind of half stands up and pulls out a large piece of candy from under where she was sitting.
Tazi, like, kind of leans in the door and he knocks on the frame.
We could use you up in the cockpit, if I'm not interrupting.
No, that's fine. Okay. So we go to the cockpit.
As we're walking back there, Corell got a message. Looks like it's Jedi coded, so maybe it's some more information.
Oh, good.
And we arrive in the cockpit to see Corell fiddling with the holo communicator.
Yeah, she waves you to shut and lock the door behind you, but she has a holo pulled up and paused, and it's a figure of a Tazi, you recognize him as Master Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All right, we should be, it should just be the three of us.
Who is that handsome man?
That's Master Kenobi. He's one of the Jedi. Hopefully he has some good news.
He is quite striking for a human. I'm kind of jealous of the beard, to be honest.
Well, his looks aside, let's see what he has to say.
And Krell press play on the holocommunicator.
This is Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. I regret to report that both our Jedi Order and the Republic have fallen, with the dark shadow of the Empire rising to take their place.
The Empire?
This message is a warning and a reminder for any surviving Jedi. Trust in the Force. Do not return to the Temple. That time has passed, and our future is uncertain. Avoid Coruscant. Avoid detection. Be secret, but be strong. We will each be challenged. Our trust, our faith, our friendships. But we must persevere, and in time, I believe a new hope will emerge. May the Force be with you. Always.
Criff.
Krell was listening to the message, and her face is completely neutral, but you can tell her color is a bit muted.
How can you...
Kark, this is not good. This is not good. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. There's a lot to unpack there, but we're on the right course. The Force is guiding us, and Tula is the first step. We need to hide.
So,
is the Council dead?
I would assume so from that message, yes. We've been ordered not to return.
Wow.
They wouldn't do that if there was any hope of taking the temple back.
I mean, we've been hearing rumors about an empire for years in the spy net, but there has been nothing suggesting that they were ready to take over anything. Unfortunately, I don't know everything Spynet does.
I don't think we're going to find anything else out right now, either. Is that recording on a loop, or is it? Where did that come from?
It's a general broadcast from the temple. Its source is from Coruscant, so somehow Master Kenobi made it into the temple. And who knows what he found.
Well, that Skywalker guy took the temple, right? So is this even safe? Is this even correct?
Well, I'd be more worried if it said, "Everything's fine, please come back." But this is an order to run and hide. And that feels right. It feels like Master Kenobi. Taking a deep breath, Krell turns off the holocommunicator and stands looking at Tazi and Quinth. We need to keep the kids safe until we can catch up with the social deviant.
Social detox.
Whatever. It's a silly name for a ship no matter what. We gotta catch up with them and reunite with the group, and we can figure out what to do on Tula. More importantly, have you heard anything from them? Did they make it away okay?
D4 is going to stretch out my beautiful capri pants, and I'm angry.
So you've been in contact with the other ship?
Yes, regularly.
Okay, assuming they're okay, we'll meet up with them on Tula. I'm going to go check on the kids and let them know about this message and what happened. So Krell gets up and opens the door and looks back. Let's just keep flying. We'll be okay. And then she heads down the hall to talk to the kids.
So Krell leaves the cockpit. There's Tazi and Quinth awkwardly looking at each other.
Quinth, I don't know what we're going to... I honestly don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know how you destroy something like an order.
We're going to Tula, and so...
Government, sure.
So what's on Tula is there's a former kind of base or a former temple there that's been taken over, and it's been run by an acquaintance of ours who is, I guess, maybe the best way to describe them is they're not like Jedi, and they're not like Sith. They're kind of in the middle, I guess. Like, she was a Jedi, she's not anymore, but she's not Sith. But she still practices the Force.
All right.
But she's got, there's a number of other Force users there. They've kind of made it a place people can come for refuge and for training and for learning. But it's not specifically Jedi. associated, so it's possible they've been off the radar.
Well, and the Sith have that stupid rule of two, so it's not like they have any training bases.
Man, you know more about it than I do, apparently. I don't know much about the Sith. That's where we're going. We're going to Tula because, as far as we know, it may be at least safe for a short period of time. And there may be some other people there that can help the Padawans.
Those poor children. And I'll punch in the social detox's number, comm number.
Go for A1. And Zahn and D4.
Where are you going?
A1, can you secure this channel?
Done.
Neat.
She's mad about the clothes, guys. Come on.
What? You can buy more clothes. It's fine. We're bored.
Do you know how hard it is to find plaid capris in my size?
I do.
Quint,
come
on.
You drug me around.
Hold on. Hey, everybody, just everybody quiet for a second. This is what's going on. Apparently, Corell received a message from the Jedi from some kind of beacon at the temple, and the Republic has fallen. Apparently, the Jedi Temple has fallen. The Jedi Council is dead, and things are pretty crift all around.
Boy, that's some heavy news.
Yeah, so...
The message was from that A1, you remember that Kenobi guy. Kenobi, the message was from him.
So what's the plan?
Right now we go back to Tula. That's the plan for now, and I think once we get there, we have to just kind of regroup and see what's going on. We may not be able to stay there. I don't know how well known Tula is to the Jedi. And if the temple has fallen, it's likely that any information at the temple has also fallen. So we're guessing right now. Tula's the safest place we can go in the moment.
Zahn, by temple, he doesn't mean that this is a little bit confusing in nomenclature.
Yeah.
Just there is this is apparently a base of some kind for, non-standard force users.
Oh, okay.
That may not be the best term.
A1 can explain who the person that runs this place is. Her name is Tassar. A1 can explain her to you if you have questions.
All right. So we go to Tula. Figure out what we're doing from there. That's the plan, right?
That's the plan. Yep. You guys are gonna get there a little sooner than we will. I added a couple jumps to the route just to kind of throw off any tracking. If they're tracking us, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for you.
Thanks.
Nothing else we could do, I guess. Right? Right.
No, we got a cargo bay full of younglings that Corell's seeing too right now, so.
That's like, sounds like fun. Watching after little kids that don't know anything. Getting to stuff.
Fun is a word that some might use to describe that. I don't know if I would myself, but I mean, it is what it is. We've got a bunch of kids on the ship, and we're trying to keep them calm.
It's usually fun for a while, and then you give them back to their parents, and you're done, and it's great.
But you mentioned Corell. She's okay, right?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. She got shot up pretty bad.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, D4, we could have used you, buddy. But, it's not your fault you're on the wrong ship right now.
No.
I'm not sure it's sunk in emotionally.
D4's shoulders kind of slumped down for a second.
I guess we'll see you there.
Yeah, just stay safe. Try to stay undetected. The communication from the Jedi basically was like, stay hidden, stay safe.
Keep your head down.
Keep your head down for sure, yep.
It's uncomfortable.
It is an uncomfortable time.
I don't know that you physically have to keep your head down. I think that's a metaphor.
Because, this ship is small anyway. Thanks for the clarification. You're great, Tazi.
I'm decent.
All right, I guess we really only have one question left. Quint, pink or seafoam?
Don't you dare touch my seafoam overalls. Don't you dare.
Okay, we'll leave those alone. Pink it is. All right, see you there.
Hey, A1. Just a little reminder. It's really not very good of you to invade someone else's quarters and go through their stuff. You know how we'd feel about that on the Fang.
Yes, You know there's a costume closet, right?
What?
What?
Zahn.
Zahn's just grinning.
You haven't shown them the costume closet.
I showed them all the closets, but this one had the prettier things in it.
Well, yes, because they're personal and they're meant to be quality and last a long time.
I'll buy you more clothes.
No, you can't.
Okay, I'll steal you some. Borrow.
Just leave Quint's stuff alone. Play with the costumes in the closet. I guess if that's the free-for-all costume closet, then play with those. But leave Quint's stuff alone, okay?
All right, we'll do.
I think he's just jealous, A1. I think Tazi really wants to dress up.
Zahn, take your finger off the button.
Oh.
We do have some of Zahn's clothes on board, Tazi.
No, I don't want to play dress-up. I mean, there's... Look, I'm just gonna...
No, not to play dress-up, just for a little bit of revenge.
I mean, I don't need revenge. I mean, it's your clothes. So, I mean, if you want to take revenge, you go ahead. I'm not gonna stop you, but, you know... You have to deal with Zahn after John finds out you've been messing with her clothes, so...
I guess the comm cuts off. Does Zahn have any questions for A1 about Tula or Tassar?
Yeah. So, A1, who's this person? This lady? They said a lady that we're meeting? Is she cool? You met her, right?
Oh, yeah, Tassar. I like her. But she kind of creeps out Tazi a little bit.
Did they have a thing?
No, but that would be interesting. What's
creepy?
She can use the Force.
Well, so does Corel.
Yeah, but she's not a Jedi. But she's also not one of the Sith people either. She's something in between. And when we first met her, she was pretending to be somebody that she's not.
Quint does that.
I don't know. She looked at Tazi and Kale at one point and it really freaked him out. I don't know why.
They're...
Something about her eyes.
I don't know. I've seen lots of eyes and lots of ladies, so we'll see how creepy this lady is. I think she sounds pretty neat.
I like her. She does have a tendency of asking Corel questions about the Force.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of wander away at that point.
Why?
Because it's kind of boring. And I can't use the Force.
Why not?
Because I'm a droid.
I'm sure you could figure it out. You're smart.
We don't have those things in us that connect us to the Force. As soon as A1 says that, D4 leans forward and holds a finger up, stops, looks at Zahn, looks at A1, and then just shakes his head and turns around and walks back towards the back of the ship. You could definitely tell he was about to correct A1 and then realize there's not much point.
Huh.
A1 looks at you. Maybe you can do the Force.
Maybe. Yeah. Zahn reaches out a hand and tries to grab something, and she's like really, really straining with her face. And that's a little bulgy, like vein coming out. Nothing happens.
Maybe we'll have to work on it. Anyways, Quint picked pink, so let's get to work.
Yeah.
So the camera cuts away from A1 and Zahn, and we cut over to the Crowlet's Fang, dropping out of hyperspace over Tula. The social detox has been there already a couple of days, and the Crowlet's Fang lands down on Tula in front of the temple.
Tazi flips a couple of switches, starts powering down the ship, and drops the loading ramp from the cockpit.
Corel climbs out of the gunnery pod because everybody was kind of on high alert as we came out of hyperspace. And she just steps up behind Tazi as he's shutting down and puts a hand on his shoulder and just kind of pats it and then turns and heads back towards the ramp and the kids.
Well, time to see old Wookiee Poodooi.
And Tazi leaves the cockpit and heads down toward the ramp.
Okay. As you guys are coming off the ramp, you see A1, D4, and Zahn walking up with Tassar. Tassar looks at you and bows.
Corel returns the bow. Tassar, it's good to see you again under rough circumstances, but good to see you.
Yes. And how have you been?
Corel kind of looks down at... I mean, she's now got like a couple small bandages on her arm and leg because, I mean, she's had 2 weeks in hyperspace. I've been better, but, you know... Something horrible is going on, and we need to find a safe place. We were hoping it might be here.
Quint will try to reach out her hand to Tassar, and then realize she's holding hands of children, and so she can't shake any hands.
Tassar looks over at Corel. Well, maybe for a day or two. We are currently evacuating. If the Republic has fallen, and the Jedi Order are being attacked... It's only logical that they would come after other Force users. and other centers of power.
You're probably right. I'd been thinking about that the past couple days as well.
We all have choices of where we need to go. Captain Tazi, she bows her head towards you.
Tazi nods.
Disarm.
Your mother has been extremely helpful. If you'd been here just a day earlier, you could have spoken with her before she left with the first wave of refugees.
I'm sure I'll hear from her soon. Sorry, we were a little late. We extended our jumps a bit to just, you know, keep ourselves a bit safe.
Tazi, you didn't mention your mother was here.
No, I didn't. I didn't mention that at all.
That was probably an on-purpose oversight.
I'd like to meet her at some point.
Oh, I'm sure you probably will. She tends to insert herself in my life when I least expect it, so...
People meeting Tazi's mother doesn't usually go the way they or Tazi thinks it will go, so be careful what you wish for here.
And Quinth just kind of raises her eyebrows.
Is there anything we can do, Tazar, to help out?
Just help organize people. Keep them calm. And she looks past you two. What are you going to do with the younglings there?
Curl kind of just straightens just a little bit.
They're in my charge. I will take care of them. I will find them a safe place.
Very well. I am slightly relieved to hear that, to be honest with you. I have enough hands to take care of.
Curl just nods to her. We don't mean to impose. We do appreciate the safe haven for even a day or so, and we'll do anything we can to help you prepare.
Tassar, do you have any fuel to spare?
Of course. Whatever you need. And she turns and motions towards inside the temple. Please, come in. Let us get you fed, warm, and refueled.
Oh, is it cold out here? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
You're also standing at the top of the ramp where the heat of the ship is keeping you warm.
I have fur! It's very useful.
We follow Tassar into the temple.
A1, D4, and Zahn follow you guys in. I'm assuming Zahn does.
Yeah, Zahn's being uncharacteristically quiet. She's trying to mimic Tsar's body language a little bit since she got here. She's kind of cool.
I think when Quint sees Zahn, she will, you know, kind of, I don't know, pat the kids' heads and be like, go on, and then she will wrap Zahn up in a big boffin hug, which isn't that big because I'm pretty tiny, yeah.
As they're walking into the temple, Tazi will kind of lean down toward A1 and pat him on the dome.
Oh, good flying there, buddy. You did good.
Thank you. I had a good teacher.
Well, you were programmed, though, right? I mean, so...
Well, yeah, but I can learn from watching you. See, that was a compliment.
Anyway. Well, of course you had a good teacher then, yeah.
Yeah. All right, sweet tea. Let's go inside and warm up. And you guys go into the temple, and I mean, it's very obvious that they are evacuating. They're packing up as many supplies as they can. They're leaving any unnecessary weight behind. So the tables, chairs, all that stay behind. They're just packing food, clothes, other survival gear. And you can see that most of the temple has already been evacuated.
How old is this place?
It's been here for centuries.
Yes, it's hard to tell. The force is very strong here, and it influences those that are here.
Cool.
Right?
I'm gonna give these people a hand over here.
Tazi splits away to start helping some people load up boxes and load pallets, crates.
D4 heads over, and he's starting to remind everybody what the medical procedures are and how to take care of each other on a long flight, risks on different planets. Most people seem to be entertaining him and listening, but kind of half listening at the same time.
Curl pulls to Sara's side at one point, kind of leaving the kids with Quinth for a moment.
Where will you go?
There are stories of my order starting in what I believe they call wild space. I will try to form a connection with the Force and find more of my order.
Very well.
And she kind of hands Tassar a data cylinder. It's like,
this is a secure code that A1 gave me about a year ago, and you can use it to reach my comm from anywhere. If you ever need help, and I can help, just call.
Thank you.
And Tassar, for what it's worth, you weren't wholly wrong when you were trying to tell me about different ways to view the Force. I'm beginning to realize that there is no one real, true way. It's what you make of it. And
I think that's part of what caused all of this.
She reaches up, takes the index finger on her right hand, and very lightly touches Krell on the chest. There is one way. It is in here.
Krell just nods quietly. I didn't ask for... I'm not a master to be a teacher, but now I've got half a dozen younglings that are looking to me for answers. So that is what I'm going to teach them, is what the Force is and how to listen to it and how to work with it. Because there is emotion, but there is also the Force. So,
I agree. You have quite the challenge on your hands. Knowing from my experience of leading people here, it is challenging to lead a group, especially when they are all young.
I'm afraid I have an even harder task ahead of me, because I think I'm going to have to leave Tazi behind. Where we're going, he can't go. It's too dangerous. And I need to take these children and hide. It's not... Our paths are dividing here, and I don't think he'll understand.
I think you underestimate his strength.
No, I know Tazi is strong, but he's still wounded. There's been so much that's gone on in the past 6 months. If I was a more cynical person, I would say this just is how this year has gone. But, no, I think he won't like it, but I hope he will listen to me when I tell him my reasons.
Tassar motions to Karel and gently turns her around. Tazi will not be alone. And she motions towards Zahn and Quinth and D4 and A1. From what I hear, this will now be his crew. That is what Tazi needs, not an attachment to you. Though that bond will always be there, he needs a crew. He needs people to take care of. He no longer needs to take care of you.
Yeah, but maybe I still need him to take care of me. But he doesn't need to know that. And Krell kind of shakes herself.
And Tassar says, then you have become a master, for you understand the responsibilities of what it takes to be a master.
It's not the way I dreamed of getting there. But then again, when I first stepped foot on this planet, I'd never even thought that any of this would be possible. So, we go where the Force wills.
Yes, we do.
And Krell reaches down and takes Tassar's hand and gives it a gentle squeeze. We didn't always see eye to eye, but I count you as a friend. And I hope you prosper out there in wild space.
And I hope the same for you. Patience will be your guide. Patience will also be the hardest thing for you to find.
Yeah, I've never been that patient, but it'll show up eventually. Farewell, Tassar. May the Force be with you.
Farewell, Krell. And may the Force be with you.
And Krell gives her hand another squeeze, and then let's go, heading over towards Tazi and the crew.
A1 and Zahn are probably playing with the kids and entertaining the kids so that Quinth has a break.
Quinth looks exhausted.
Everybody getting enough to eat?
Never, but I'm okay.
I'm more meaning the kids, Zahn. You can feed yourself.
Oh, yeah. We just fed them.
Okay.
They're good.
All right. Kids, I need to go talk to these folks for a few minutes. We'll be right back. Just kind of stay in this area. If somebody needs help, go ahead and help them. Call me if you need me.
And I kind of pull everybody over to, like, one side. The meditation rooms that are kind of off the main dining hall.
Everybody goes in there, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am exhausted.
What's up?
Krell kind of walks to the back of the room and then turns to face everybody. It's like,
okay, well, Tula's not going to be the safe refuge that we thought. Tassar and her crew, as you've seen, are evacuating. And I need a favor.
And she's looking at Quinth at this point.
Yes?
I know it isn't a lot, but I've got 20,000 credits and I need your ship.
What?
Tazi, I need to take the kids out further. And we have to disappear.
Well, we can do that.
No, we can't.
And she walks over to Tazi and kind of looks up at him.
Tazi, it's my job. It's my duty now to bring these kids to safety and to try and get them to a safe place and teach them about what they can do and to hide them.
I can't...
Well, we can get you to a safe place.
But we're not coming back, Tazi. And I need to do this. And you need a crew. You need to be doing things with the Kralitz Fang and making trades and making some money without tracking a Jedi around the galaxy. It's just kind of silly anyway, right?
Do me a favor. Don't tell me what I need. All right?
Well then, Tazi, I'll tell you what I need. I need a ship and a safe place for these kids. And I need to take them somewhere safe. I don't know where that's going to be, but this is... It's not going to be safe for any of you where we're going. We're going to be hunted. And the Kralitz Fang, you are well known. I mean, we've flown all over the galaxy doing work under the Jedi banner. It's not going to be safe to go anymore. So she turns back to Quinth. Would you do me a favor and take the money I have and trade for your ship? I know it's not enough.
No, it's not. You keep your money and take my ship.
Tazi storms out of the room.
Are you sure? I mean, I'll trade you my room. It's a really nice room. There's even a mattress on the ceiling.
You don't need to worry about it. I've been in bad spaces before and other people have helped me out. Now there are 4 or 5 identification codes that have still been unused. You'll find those informations in the computer.
Thank you, Quinth. This means a lot. And her eyes kind of followed Tazi as he walked out.
A1 looks at Krill. I don't understand why we can't go.
She crouches down next to A1, puts a hand on his dome. This is a path that I have to take by myself, A1. I don't know if we're going to survive it. I can't tell the kids that. That would scare the living cark out of them. But we're about to be hunted by this Empire. Anakin Skywalker and whoever's behind him. Maybe he's in charge of it. I don't know. They're going to be coming for us. And I don't want the people I love caught in the crossfire. And she thumps his dome again. I need you to watch Tazi. Because, well, to be fair, he gets drunk a lot and falls over. And he needs a smart and savvy droid to keep him on the straight and narrow. Well, you know, as straight and narrow as you get. Can you watch over him for me?
But I've gotten better at fighting.
I know you have. I remember you on the, or was that the dream? I still remember you kicking some dome quite a few times and saving my life a couple times. And I owe you that one, little buddy. And Krull reaches into her pocket and she pulls out, it's a piece of laminate from her armor that she's managed to carve into the shape of an R3 unit, and it's painted like A1, and she attaches it to him with a magnet. I had that medal made up for you for Best Droid of the Year. I was going to give it to you, you know, next month, but, you know, I think you earned it.
Thank you. Someday I'll maybe understand you. But
I wish you a lot of luck in that one, my friend. And the Force willing, we will see each other again.
Okay.
She stands up and looks up at D4. You keep them in one piece, okay?
Very well. I will do that. Good luck on your journeys. I can upload some medical documents to the ship if it would help you.
That would be a wonderful help. Especially any ailments that small children suffer. That would be very helpful.
Yes. I will upload what I have on raising younglings of all species.
And if you can talk to the quartermaster here before they pack everything up and have them lay in some supplies for younglings, that would be wonderful.
I will do that.
Thank you, D4.
And he walks off to go take care of that stuff.
And then she turns to Zahn. I'm really sorry I yelled at you, and I thought we'd have more time to be friends.
Yeah, well, things happen. It's okay. I'm sure you're very stressed out with things.
You could say that, but, you know...
Just a little.
Knowing that somebody like you is around to kind of punch people that try and take advantage of Tazi when he's drunk, I'd feel better about that.
I'll do what I can.
And Krell reaches out and gives Zahn a hug.
Zahn squeezes you so hard.
May the Force be with you, Zahn! Okay, I need those ribs, sweetie.
Oh, please. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too. And Krell just kind of steps back and looks at Quint and Zahn, gives them both a brave smile, and then turns and walks off in search of Tazi. And we star swipe.
And we cut over to A1 as he rolls up to Tazi. I got your comm. What's up?
As A1 approaches, Tazi's coming down the gangplank carrying a box. And he just sets it down next to the gangplank. And then the camera pans back a bit, and you see Tazi lean down, say something to A1, and A1 rolls up the ramp.
Okay.
And then Tazi follows him shortly after.
Okay. Then we cut over to Corel walking on to the Fang in search of Tazi.
Yeah. The first place she goes is straight up to the cockpit.
Tazi's not in the cockpit, but A1 is.
Hey, A1, do you know where Tazi is?
Yeah. Tazi's in the, his normal quarters.
Yeah, this is his chair.
No, where he should sleep.
Oh, you mean where Isla slept and where Quint and Zahn were sleeping?
Yes.
You know, you're gonna have to come up with a seating chart when I'm gone.
I'll get on that.
All right. Thanks. And she goes off to, heads down the corridor, takes a right, and goes up to the second crew quarters. Kind of just steps into the door and kind of...
It's empty.
Okay, she goes and checks her room.
Also empty.
She packs up her stuff then, which there isn't a lot. So, she picks up, her few outfits, the dress from the funeral, her coveralls, the club wear that was bought on Cantobite.
And as Corel is packing up her things, there's a little bit, there's like a rattle of glass in the hallway, and Tazi appears in the doorway, carrying a small box with what looks like liquor bottles in it.
Hey, Tazi, we're not that hard up for money. I don't need your returnables.
No, don't bother packing your stuff.
Tazi, look, we talked about this. I have to take the kids off.
You're right. You have to get the kids to safety, and you have to be safe. And that means that you need the Fang.
What? And Carl's eyes are like almost bugging out of her face.
The Fang, it's got a great weapon system. The engines are top notch thanks to the work that you've done. And it'll get you where you need to go safely.
Carl's pack that she was loading kind of drops to the floor with a thud. And she just walks over to Tazi, staring at his face. Tazi, the Fang is your home. It's your family's ship. It was your grandpa's ship.
No, it is my family's ship. And I'm giving it to a member of my family to keep them safe.
Tazi, you know I don't want to go, right?
I know. This is, where you're going, I can't follow. I can't. I don't know the first thing about kids, or the Force. It's easier if I don't know where you're going.
When it's safe, Tazi, I will find you again. You're like a brother to me. You're the only family I have.
You know how to find me. When it's safe.
I know, I just gotta follow the empty golden pod racer bottles, right?
No. Just be safe. You've got those kids. They are going to rely on you and your knowledge. And this is where, this place, the Fang, is where you should keep them safe. Grandpa would want that. Mom and Dad would want that. It's what I want. So let me get a few things, and we'll make sure the control codes are transferred over to you. The Fang will become yours.
Tazi, I don't deserve you. You know that, right?
That's Griffin. You know it.
Corel just leans in and wraps Tazi in the biggest hug and just cries quietly into his shoulder.
Tazi reaches his free hand up and kind of puts it like on the back of Corel's head, and he squeezes as hard as he can with one arm. He's got a box of liquor in the other. And Corel, there is a small, as you're giving him a hug, there's a bit of an acrid smell. Corel, you've smelled this only a couple of other times, and it's usually in times of great distress. And Tazi, sorry.
No, it's okay.
You know I can't control it.
I know. You're just a big, lovable, Duros ball of...
stinky, Duro mess. Awesome.
Nah.
I'll keep A1, Quint, and Zahn safe.
I know you will. And A1 will keep you safe and keep you entertained.
I'm not gonna say goodbye.
No, I will... Once it's calmed down, things will get better.
Corell.
We'll get, the Jedi will be for,
we will,
you know.
We'll see each other again.
Yeah, you're right. You have been right since I first came on the Fang.
No. I've been wrong more than I've been right.
Oh, I didn't say every single time. I'm not insane, but, Tazi.
Do we really want to argue about this right now?
Well, I'm kind of building up a reserve of Tazi argument, because it's going to be a little bit till I see you again.
It's okay. It's okay. Really, it is. This is what I want. Besides, I've never spent much time in a fire spray. It'll be interesting to see what it's like.
It's going to be cramped is what it's going to be like. I mean, we've just spent 2 weeks in one. I don't really envy you spending more time there, but...
Well, we'll make do. We always do. Yeah. So, A1 will make sure you have the control codes.
Yeah. I saw
him. He's clearing out a couple of pieces of the ship. I believe he's programming in a couple of extra identities to help you along the way.
All right.
Take care of her. She'll take care of you.
And you take care of yourself, Tazi.
I will.
Hey, you want to know a secret?
Oh, you're going to tell me a secret now?
Yeah. It's a Jedi secret.
Go ahead. What is it?
We're not supposed to, but Jedi love people.
Do you know, I had a feeling...
And I love you, Tazi. And she hugs him again.
I love you too, Corell. Be safe. Be safe.
You too, my friend.
And I think we star swipe there.
So we star swipe over. We see Quint and Zahn and A1 and D4 and Tazi are standing out there on the field in Tula. We see the Fang taking off and heading off into space. A1 looks over at Tazi. I added all the security things you wanted, and I also made sure she wouldn't be alone.
What do you mean?
The camera cuts over to Corell in the cockpit.
Corell is piloting the ship, and the seat keeps on sliding back to Tazi's default configuration, so she's cussing at it a little bit. The oldest Padawan is sitting in the co-pilot's chair strapped in. He's trying not to giggle. And she finally gets the seat kind of locked into place. And she reaches over and she kind of gives the kid a look and then laughs with him. But when she turns back, her eyes are kind of wet. And she reaches over and starts typing in the coordinates for the first jump into hyperspace, heading out into wild space.
As Corell starts to punch in those coordinates, Corell hears from the speakers of the ship.
Captain, what coordinates would you like us to go to?
A1, you're supposed to be down on the planet.
I decided to come with you, sort of.
No. A1, I told you, you can't go with me.
This could be tough to explain. I'm still with Tazi.
Oh, you... That's pretty good. You got some really good quality for the comm.
I think now you can just call me KF.
Wait a minute. Oh, you little murderous droid, you. You uploaded yourself, didn't you?
Well, the backup anyways.
You cloned yourself into the ship, didn't you? Oh my.
She takes her hand off the controls, hearing giggling behind her again. She just closes her eyes, shakes her head. It's like, all right, do we have a course?
Wherever you want to go, Captain.
We're going out there. And she reaches out and takes the lever and throws the ship into hyperspace.
Hey, it's A1. Just wanted you guys to know that Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Anybody ever wants to get a hold of us, the ship's comm code is at Redemption Pod. Plus, don't tell anybody, but I put a HoloNet page up for us. It's redemptionpodcast.com. And if you can, get on your datapad there and like us on iTunes, Google Play, maybe Stitcher, or whatever other podcatcher you use. It'd be nice if other people could listen to us. And if you ever want to support us and maybe throw us some credits, you could visit patreon.com/redemption. I promise I'll use your credits wisely and won't go gambling. Really, I won't. Don't look at me that way.
A1, who are you talking to?
Goodbye. See you next time.